Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday, and I welcome you to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. We are live at the Food Co-op on 4th Avenue talking about how green is your Super Bowl. We have an action-packed segment today, I can tell you that. You're going to love every guest, and you won't want to miss one single one of them. The first one who is going to be live with us is Amy Sue Oldfather from Nouveau Raw. And I told her I don't speak French, but I'm getting there, girl. And she's going to talk about raw food. And I just have two really quick announcements before Amy Sue talks to us about the wonderful world she has introduced Mrs. Green to, shocking me on a regular basis that raw food can be good and yummy and delicious and healthy. Just a little community service piece. I know that people are looking for plumbers, and we have a great one, and he's part of the Mrs. Green team. His name is John Smith. His company is, are you ready, Big John the Toilet Guy. You can find him at thetoiletguy.com. People, you can't forget that. And his number is 520-884-0040. And he has brought extra plumbers down from Phoenix to join the plumbers here. Tell him Mrs. Green sent you. I hope he'll put you at the top of the list, and I hope nobody else who's listening that's on the list hears that. But I don't know if he's going to do it. But if you need help, they have extra parts. They have brought extra plumbers down. And I know that this third day there are still people in Tucson without water. Imagine that. So check out Big John the Toilet Guy. You'll be glad you did. And I want to announce the winner of Mrs. Green's New Year's Resolution Contest. Her name is Angela Burton. She is from Young Rembrandts of Tucson. And how perfect is that? And please visit MrsGreensWorld.com to read about all of the great entries and her entry, especially hers. Wonderful winner. Thanks to everyone who took the time to share. So, Amy Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
You really did teach me and are teaching me that raw foods can be delicious and that it's not everything green vegetables in a blender that looks like green swill to me, as we've said on the radio. And it can be fun and beautiful. And we're, our theme is Green Super Bowl. But I think to give people a context a little bit about what raw food is and how absolutely beautiful it can be. For example, Amy Sue brought chocolate peanut butter cookies that are raw and vegan and gluten-free.
Right.
And I've been giving them out to people sparingly, and they're delicious. People look at them and they go, what is it? And then they taste them and they go, yum, it's delicious. So that's kind of dispelling the myth. And for Super Bowl, we wanted to focus more on health and healthy eating and not consuming 3,000 calories of junk.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about raw food and the whole anything good can be raw.
Right. Well, raw food, the terminology is basically food that has not been heated above a certain temperature.
Right.
Usually about 106 degrees. At that point, they feel like the nutritional grade of it starts to go down. And I think people have a misconception as to when you say raw foods, like
they
you
do.
Said, they think of the green
goo
muck sitting in the blender,
yes.
Or carrot sticks and celery. And so oftentimes people just kind of go, okay, that sounds good. But raw foods can be really exciting. You don't have to be 100% raw, and I'm not here to advocate that to anybody. I think it's very personal to a person. And, you know, anybody who can add a little bit of fresh vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds to their diet is going to only help maintain their health and to achieve optimal health.
And it's not all hard. I mean, some of the things that you've taught me, let's say one of the biggest things consumed for this holiday, for Super Bowl party, is chips.
Right.
So you make chips that I love and eat too many of, and aren't they made out of flaxseed?
Yes, flax seeds or chia seeds is a common one that I use.
Like those chia pets, only there's seeds and you eat them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, and then do you bake those?
Dehydrate them,
yes, so not heating them up.
Nope.
Okay, and they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Now, just so I don't forget, because this is going to fly, if anybody doesn't believe what I'm saying about raw food being beautiful and healthy and really something that everybody can do, go visit your website, Nouveau Raw,
www.facebookmagic.com.
Yes.
And the pictures are beautiful. The recipes are wonderful. And the magic of Facebook, I put something up in my ever effusiveness about the birthday cake you made for me, and some people already started calling me. Someone wants you to make a presentation to their women's group. They've been copying down the recipes, and I think it's starting to, at least in Mrs. Green's world, dispelling the myth that raw is like disgusting, which is what I thought until I met you. Okay. Now, what about other ideas for Super Bowl, for some healthy things that people can do, including coming down to the food co-op where we're live and getting organic fruits and vegetables, which helps.
Right. Well, goodness. I mean, obviously, there's you can make vegetable trays and so forth.
What about salsas? Do you have some good salsa ideas?
There's lots of different salsas and guacamoles that you can make that are fresh.
Right.
Use good organic ingredients for that. I mean, even if you want to make smoothies, you can really make that a lot of fun. You can use, if you use bananas as your base.
Everything tastes good if you put bananas
does.
In it.
It does. It can mask the flavor of any green.
Just about anything.
Exactly.
That's right.
And green is one of the main colors, and it was one of the teams that are playing. So you can dress them up with all sorts of different fruits and vegetables as well.
And I was thinking about today, it's like, what do we eat? We eat fruits and vegetables, and we think junk food for Super Bowl parties, but my relationship with you made me really think that we can do healthier things at our Super Bowl party, and we're going to do some of those things.
Right.
So I think that's great. So where do you see, what do you have a big dream for Nouveau Raw? Are you starting out slowly before it explodes? I'd love to see it explode.
Well, interesting.
Not to put you on the spot on the air.
Exactly.
No problem. It's not a problem. And did we say happy birthday to your young husband here?
Yes.
Bob Oldfather
happy
is with
birthday.
Him. Woo! Let's have a little happy birthday. I love birthdays. And so I don't want the time to go by without that. You have
yes,
a special day you're celebrating.
You.
Yes. 40 again, right? Like me.
Right.
But they know how old I am, dude. So it's like I'm ratting you out. It's right. We're 60, and we're proud of it. Look at what great examples of fun that 60 can be. Bob yes. Oldfather and Mrs. Green. Okay, so go ahead. The dream for Nouveau, or even little pieces of what would someone contact you about for raw food?
Well, I originally started NouveauRaw.com just for my friends and my family to just post recipes because they were always enjoying what I was making and wanting me to write them down. And then it just kind of became my own personal cookbook that I could put my recipes on and then refer to it. So if you go to NouveauRaw.com, you'll basically just find recipes. There's some teaching tools on there to kind of help you understand how to start with the basics of
and
it.
And some things that you can order because it might require a couple of different pieces of equipment that you don't normally have.
Exactly.
Like dehydrating racks. I know about that because of beef jerky.
Right.
So you just put them on there and do that.
Right.
So then what happened? It's the power of the internet. People started finding you.
Yeah. So it's been growing. There's a place on there where you can contact me if you have any questions or present me with a challenge. If you have a favorite cooked food that you just really enjoy, brings a lot of comfort to you, shoot me an email and let me see if I can help find or come up with a recipe that's packed full of nutrition and flavor for you.
And one of the things you told me, a great story, I mean, I'm sitting here, there is a guy here eating green at the checkout counter like he's eating raw food right there. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's okay. A little distraction there. I need a lot of dressing on if I'm going to eat something like that. So tell me about your niece who has 5 children.
Oh, okay. This is a girlfriend.
It's a girlfriend's niece. Okay.
Yes.
And she decided to have her family go raw for a month?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. She found out about Nouveau Raw. She started digging through the recipes, and she said it inspired her to try to eat healthier. And she's, like you said, she's got 5 kids.
I can't imagine.
They all wanted to climb aboard with her on this adventure. And they're not eating 100% raw, but they're testing the recipes on site. And she created a small blog that every day she posts how things are going for them. And it's been real good because I can communicate with her and give them some alternative ideas if they can't find a particular food.
And what the kids may or may not like.
Exactly.
Because when you're doing it for that many people, there are going to be some, I don't like that, Mom.
Oh,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about the next part of that becomes – impacting families. Because I, like I told you at lunch the other day, the number one reason why people make more sustainable choices is for their health.
Exactly.
What do you do about things like sugar? What do you do? Because the things I've tasted that you've made mm-hmm. are really good, and I know it's not processed sugar.
Right, right.
Nope. Pretty sure about that.
Exactly. To help sweeten a lot of the recipes, I will use agave, raw agave.
And that's sweet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very. There's another product, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, called Yacon. It's Y-A-C-O-N.
Don't know how to pronounce that.
It's a root, yeah. And, you know, it has a consistency and a flavor of molasses. There's honey. It depends
honey,
on if you're vegan or not, if that's an issue. Dried fruits also can be used. Dates are often used as a sweetener.
Oh, dates is a great sweetener.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what about, you talk a lot about gluten-free. We talked about mm-hmm. that, and you surprised me mm-hmm. telling me that I know people that are really, like, either celiac or really right. gluten intolerant, and it's not a fun life mm-hmm. because it's in everything.
Right.
Even you told me it's dusted on gum, so
right.
it doesn't stick to the wrapper, so mm-hmm. someone who's really celiac could take that
right.
and get sick instantly, because
mm-hmm.
I've seen that. Is gluten in everything?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. If you... In just as an example of an ingredient, sugar, I looked up sugar and I located over 94 different names for sugar that you would never even dream of. So gluten is another one of those products that are just, they just kind of slide it into a lot of different foods. You know, when you eat at restaurants, most of your sauces that you order have gluten in them and so forth. And my husband, he is gluten intolerant, and so really the raw food just became a real vital part of our diet, because automatically everything is almost 100% gluten-free.
It's become such an emerging issue, and of course
yes.
Mrs. Green has her opinion about that. I think a lot of it has to do with our compromised mm-hmm. food system, sourcing
okay.
the food that what we normally could eat and would fill up our bodies for how we process food
right.
has been depleted, and it's been changed a lot.
Right.
So how do you come up with recipes? That's for raw food. I mean, some of yours, they're just over the top awesome, and I'm like, okay, how does she do this and make them look pretty and make them taste good?
Well, first it starts with passion. I'm just very passionate about it.
It's contagious.
So some of the recipes on the site are either another person's recipe, and I will have credit on there as
right,
to where it came
right.
from. Sometimes I see a recipe and it inspires me to go another direction with it. Sometimes I just make it up. A lot of times I'll be in the kitchen, I'll open up the refrigerator, and I'll just start cleaning it out, and all of a sudden it becomes the new cookie or the new bar.
And is Bob a guinea pig?
He is. Bless his heart.
He's a good guinea pig, and I don't think it bothers him like one single bit.
Why do you think he looks so good?
I know. Oh, awesome. I love it. Okay, so this time flew. I told her it would be like 10 minutes. Amy Sue Oldfather, her website is Nouveau Raw. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KST. We are live at the Food Co-op. We have eclectic pizza here, samples. We have New Belgium, not samples, but good information about Fat Tire beer. And we're going to have Coley Ward up next from the Food Co-op. News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay here with me.
790KNST.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. We are live from the Food Co-op on 4th Avenue. It is hopping. There are tons of people in the store. We just interviewed Amy Sue Oldfather talking about raw foods. In right here by my side is Coley Ward from the Food Co-op. We're going to talk about why we even decide to pull off this crazy How Green Is Your Super Bowl. And we have eclectic pizza samples being given out. We have a representative from New Belgium. I've got a private stash of peanut butter cookies that are raw that Amy Sue brought. We have Mrs. Green hidden throughout the store where you can win some awesome prizes. So, Coley, let's talk about what people are saying. What's green about the Super Bowl? What are we trying to make green about the Super Bowl that we cooked up?
Well, there's very little green about any large event.
Truly.
Football teams in the NFL, a lot of them, have taken steps to try and minimize the environmental footprint of their events. My favorite team is the Philadelphia Eagles, and they've been more progressive than any other NFL team.
More than the New York Jets? Let's not get on into it on the air. I'm only kidding.
More than even the Jets. And they even have a website, if you go to philadelphiaeagles.com/gogreen, where they offer a lot of tips for fans to go green, to lessen the environmental impact of their daily lives, which I think is pretty cool. Just like at a football game, whenever you have a group of people assemble in one place, there's a footprint. I think that here at the store today, hopefully we'll offer some tips and give people an idea of how they can get together without creating a lot of waste.
Massive amounts of waste and eating really lots of unhealthy things. And as Amy Sue taught me, there are more options. And I was walking around the store today. You can make fresh salsa. And you can get salsa here that's organic and healthy. There are lots of baked, not fried chips here. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Waste products. Now, the Super Bowl this year, just electricity alone, it's using enough electricity to power 1,500 homes for a year. That was before it got cold there, so I can't wait to see what the – but they did make a big deal about what they're doing in terms of their food, the waste that they will produce, paper products, big, huge – don't give plastic forks. Does anybody you know like to eat with a plastic fork? Like, I don't know anybody.
No.
They break, and then you're embarrassed. So knives and forks, they're nicer. Everybody has plates in their home, or you can go to Goodwill and buy them. Sometimes they're 10 cents a piece, so that's another good idea. Here, just by coming here to me and buying things for the Super Bowl, which I did see people doing, mm-hmm. and they were looking at what how many fat grams are in it and how much of this, just by coming to the food co-op and places like the farmer's market, you're making a greener choice. Agreed?
Absolutely. I know that personally some of the things I'll be doing, I'll be riding my bike to the Super Bowl party.
Honestly, that's very good.
Yeah.
I won't.
Okay. Well, yeah,
I'm too scared.
If it had been as cold as it had been the rest of the week, then maybe I would
maybe
have driven.
Not so much.
But it's
going to
be gorgeous tomorrow. So get on your bike and ride there. I think another thing you can do is serve less meat.
Totally.
You know, we sell meat here at the co-op, and we don't discourage people from eating meat. But it is a fact that if everybody would just eat a little bit less meat, then we could really take a big chunk out of the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that we produce.
Literally.
Every year.
Cows.
Yeah.
Okay, eating less beef is one thing that our family has started doing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having it two or three times a week, once, maybe once every 2 weeks. So we're moving in a greener direction in that area. Okay, so what else?
And I think a couple ways you can do that is you can make nachos without ground beef. You can put black beans on them instead. You can get pizza with mushrooms and onions instead of pepperoni. And I put a recipe that I enjoy making, a three-bean chili recipe with chipotle peppers, up on the Food Conspiracy website.
And it's your recipe?
It's my recipe.
Love it.
It's foodconspiracy.org.
Okay.
You can also find a link to the recipe on our Facebook page. So
get that social media out there. I saw you were Facebooking about Mrs. Green, as was I, being at the food co-op.
We do our best with the social media. And one of the ingredients for my chili recipe is a half a cup of dark beer, and a great one to use is New Belgian's 1554.
And they're going to be on the show, last segment.
We've got them on sale. Yep, they're on sale here at the co-op this week, $6.99 for a six-pack. You can build your own six-pack.
Fat Tire?
Fat Tire.
Okay.
You build your own six-pack, so Fat Tire, the Ranger, the Abbey, the 1554, the Blue Paddle. We've got it all.
So you can get beer on sale at the food co-op and talk about a green company. That's another thing that we'll talk about in one of the segments. They are one of the greenest companies on the planet.
Not just beer companies, but companies, period. They are fantastic.
They are.
We're thrilled to have them here today.
Absolutely.
Other ways, you mentioned the utensils and dishes that you can use at your party. You want to use reusable dishes and utensils, but also cloth napkins if you can. Back to beer, you could buy a keg rather than bottles or cans. But if
okay,
you do buy,
let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you buy a keg, some of the things that are harder to do are things like everybody serves beer in those red plastic cups. So
that's
what
true.
Can you put beer in? Do beer drinkers like beer in glasses?
Absolutely.
They do?
Absolutely. I consider myself a beer drinker. I brew beer at home. I've currently got 3 stitches in my hand from breaking.
Very nice, not green, but blue bandage on his hand. Is that from beer brewing?
That's from beer brewing, yeah.
How did you cut your hand beer brewing? I want to know.
I broke a glass container. So glass containers can have their
See,
their
like
downfalls.
My husband, when he drank beer, he drank out of a glass. He hated beer or a bottle. He never drank it out of a can. So you have glasses. It's easy to start collecting glasses.
Certainly. And if you come down to the co-op this afternoon, I believe that New Belgium Brewery is giving away some glassware over there. So there's...
I'll be checking that out and making sure that's happening. Yep. Okay. So glasses.
And absolutely. Serve your beer in glass pint glasses. Buy a keg. Or if you're going to buy bottles and cans, then just make sure you recycle them afterwards. Another great way to lessen your footprint is buy local organic food. And we've got no shortage of local and organic food here at the Food Conspiracy Co-op. We've got a chip and salsa and guacamole display here, and the deli is about to bring out samples of guacamole and salsa and chips.
Which I'll be getting right there on break, so we have our long break. That's good.
We've got Muir Glen salsa on sale for $2.99. We've got blue corn chips on sale for $3.49. Haas avocados are on sale for $1.29 each. And then we've got all sorts of other chips and crackers on sale.
And you try to source locally every time you can. This is one of the few places that you come in and you see things that are in season that are grown locally.
For sure.
A big promoter of bringing that to another level.
A large percentage of our produce, larger percentage than any other store in town, is local. And we are doing everything in our power to support local farmers, whether through loan programs or super co-ops that we have with a farm like Sleeping Frog Farm. Just
love
to try
them.
And,
love
yeah,
them.
Love them.
And they really do have sleeping frogs on their property.
They do.
I don't.
So
I don't.
We do, you know, and everything here in the store, to the extent possible, is organic, whether or not it's crackers or cookies or cereal or...
walk all around. News Talk 790 KNST. We're going to go to a short break. We are live from the Food Conspiracy Co-op. Please come down and join us. How green is your Super Bowl? Please stay here with me.
790KNST.com.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We are live from the Food Co-op on 4th Avenue. We have 4 different guests coming right through the door today, and they're all awesome. Our theme is How Green is Your Super Bowl, and we are finding out. There are so many things you can do. People are saying, what do you mean about a green Super Bowl? So with me right now is Rhonda Kendrick. I love that her title is Southern Arizona Beer Ranger.
It's a ranger.
That is not a bad title to have, kiddo. And she is from New Belgium Brewing Company. And a little known fact, we had New Belgium Brewing Company on Mrs. Green. We did an entire interview about the company, which if you just buy Fat Tire beer for Super Bowl, you're doing something green.
Absolutely.
And that is so not an exaggeration. They're one of the greenest companies on the planet, not just a green beer company. Is that correct?
That is very
correct
to say. We are a very sustainable company. We only have a 3% diversion rate, so everything that we brew, only 3% will actually hit a landfill. We use our spent grain for the farmers. We donate back into the community. Our trucks run off biodiesel. It's pretty amazing.
And you all drive all fuel vehicles.
We are in hybrid cars. Yes, our company fleet, our beer rangers, drive hybrid vehicles. So we're doing our part.
I get 44 miles per gallon with my Honda Insight.
It's a great car.
I love it. I take it everywhere. Okay, so tell me about the Fat Tire, the specials we have here today, and talk about, to me, everything you do for Super Bowl can be better. If you buy bottled beer, you don't have to put them in a plastic cup. That's one thing
I
really like.
Sure, absolutely. So if you're having a Super Bowl party, and we know there's a lot of bottles and cans out there, just make sure that you do your part and get them into the recycling bin for the weekend. What you can do is if you are using plastic cups and you find yourself having a Super Bowl party, have your guests put their name with this permanent marker onto their cup and reuse that.
That's a good idea instead of having them used 16 times. And I was talking to Coley in the segment before this, and I said, what about, can't you just serve it if people got a keg, which we're wanting them to buy your beer today, New Belgium, anything, and there's more than just Fat Tire, so you have to tell us about what the other brands are, and they're on sale here today. But you can serve beer in a glass.
Absolutely.
A lot of beer drinkers like that. They don't like it out of a can.
We are actually giving away New Belgium glassware with any purchase today at the food co-op, so you can own your very own glass.
Did you hear that? My friend Lynn's here. You can get a, yay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to get a bell so we can just do that. Okay, so you can get a glass to serve your beer in.
Absolutely.
All right. Now tell us about the kinds of beer that are on sale here today.
Well,
I only know Fat Tire. I'm not a beer drinker. I admit it.
That's okay. We have a little everything for everybody. We have, it's our 20-year anniversary with Fat Tire, so definitely Fat Tire. Mothership Wit, which is our organic wheat.
Mothership Wit?
Mothership Wit. That's what we
Don't
call
say
our brewery.
It fast.
Mothership Wit.
Okay.
I know. We do have Blue Paddle and 1554, so there's a beer for everybody out there.
Who makes up the names for the beers?
They're all named after something special. Mighty Arrow is named after our co-founder's dog. It's our pale ale. 1554, the recipe dates back 16th century. So, we've got some quirky beer names out there. Skinny Dip, Blue Paddle.
Skinny Dip and Paddle. I love it. I always wonder, where do those names come from? Talk about a couple of things. I probably know more about New Belgium Brewing Company than I know about the beers when you're not a beer drinker.
Sure.
But I am absolutely enthralled. Whose idea was it for them to start? The very genesis, the very corporate culture is green from the beginning. So how was that the founders?
How did that happen?
They didn't go green. They were born green.
No, they are very environmentally sustainable. And so that was one of their core values and belief is that when they did decide to start brewing, they wanted to make a product that was safe to the environment. And we definitely wanted to give back to the environment. So every barrel of New Belgium beer, we donate $1 back into the community. So Arizona has a great fund for grants and local grants that we donate back.
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
I did not know that. And do you have a preference for the types of charities that you give to, or is there just an application process?
We're looking for green charities, but we also do drug and alcohol abuse, sustainability, water conservation. It's all on the website, newbelgium.com.
Awesome.
And then you're going to look under grants.
Sure. And your job is regional.
Right? It is.
You're the Southern Arizona Ranger.
I'm in my hybrid quite a bit, but I'm making sure that people do know about how amazing their beers are and what we try to do, give back into the community.
So let me ask you this. Do most people find they like the beer and then they find out how green the company is, or do people actually migrate to try the beer because they know how green the company is? Chicken or the egg?
It's a little of both.
Building the business.
University studies are starting to use us as a business example, but the beer is so amazing that it leads people. It's the chicken and the egg syndrome.
Yeah, well, I want to know how come you're so thin if you're a beer drinker.
Oh.
It's like you can't see you're on TV because this isn't live, but it's really great to just, you must really work out a lot.
Well, I ride my bicycle, and so after working at New Belgium for a year, they give you a bike, and I think it balances the beer that we get. Sure.
So instead of a watch or something else, you get a bike after
Absolutely,
a year?
Absolutely, yes. And they change every year. So,
where's the headquarters?
We're based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. We only distribute right now in 26 states, but we are looking at opening up 3 other states.
And I can't imagine
can't tell
that
you which ones yet.
But maybe you'll hear it first here on Mrs. Green on another show. You never know.
Absolutely.
And what about other places? I know today we're really asking people to come down to 4th Avenue. There's great samples being given out by our friend Renee from Eclectic Pizza. She's going to talk about that. And lots of fun, organic, easily labeled things on sale. What are some other places in the area that they can go and get Fat Tire beer?
Well, if you're coming down to 4th Avenue, almost every bar and restaurant has some type of New Belgium
So order
beer.
That
so,
if
yeah,
you're watching
you,
it in
you
a bar.
You can't go wrong, but
right.
Definitely stop by, visit Renee from Eclectic Pizza. She has amazing food. They carry absolutely every brand that we have. And
I've seen that in their
They're very like-minded
right,
company.
Right. So that's, okay, that's really a good idea. What about the employees in Fort Collins? Do they ride their bike to work?
They do. About 99, even with the cold weather right now, about 99%
no
of our
way.
Employees ride their bikes. Our CEO will roll in on her bicycle as well.
True
it's
greenies.
Great to see. We now, are.
Now, when she goes to the airport, she doesn't ride her bike to the airport.
No.
Brad Lancaster, who was on my show, takes his bike to the airport. That's the only time I ever heard that. And then somebody else borrowed it from his bike to take it. But, I'm never riding my bike to the airport.
Funny thing about the parking at New Belgium is that you get to park closer if you have a hybrid vehicle. So if you're biodiesel, you're right up front.
You're right up front
hybrid's
instead
right
of employee parking.
Sure.
Hybrid parking. Okay, now what about the is it really that much more expensive to be a green company on that scale, or do you find that it's just right? Energy savings, water savings, all of those things.
We find that it works well for us. You know, we do have our own biomethane gas tank, which captures our heat, and we refuel the brewery with our own heat, our own heating source. So the cost up front might look a little more expensive,
though.
But over the long run, it's amazing. Yeah.
And do you think they did? I know I'm sure it was built before you were there, or maybe not. But did they do things like, we're having an incredible issue here with toilets, and I'm obsessed with toilets anyway. We have Big John the toilet guy that I talk about all the time, but now you cannot get a plumber. Some people that I talked to this morning can't get a plumber till Thursday.
I know.
But back to New Belgium, do you have things like low flush toilet and compact.
Absolutely, everything about our building has low flush toilets. Actually, if you look at the buildings, our structures, our desks, we have recycled bowling alleys for our desks upstairs.
No way!
Yes, FedEx tubes actually hold on to it.
Repurposing.
I love that. It's really neat to see.
And I try to remind people that the first R is reduce.
Yes.
So if you're reducing your water consumption and reducing your electrical use and reducing more waste going into landfills, and I love that. I would call that green. You're using your green waste kind of to fuel back.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's almost a sealed envelope. What's the building made out of?
Oh, it's recycled beetle kill wood. So it really is. I know. It's amazing.
I can't believe you knew that. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
I did.
Now, what about the making of the beer? Is there a greener process to make beer? This is such uncharted waters for me. Then not. Do they, in the actual manufacturing of the beer, what considerations go into the making of the beer?
Well, water is a huge proponent to making beer,
right.
And a lot
right.
of brewing uses quite a bit. We have one of the few Merlin kettles, which reduces our water usage by ridiculous amounts. About 80% we run on efficiency with the Merlin kettle.
But did you make that name up in Belgium?
No.
Such
it's
a thing
actually
as a
called
Merlin kettle, like the wizard?
Yeah, it actually has a pointed top on it.
Stop
so
it. And what does that do?
It just reduces the water stream. It has a different type of flash boiling, so it's a long beer process. But as we're cooking the boil of
the beer.
Instead of from the bottom, it flash floods over the top.
Okay. Now, when you go to work there, is part of, I would think that there are people that are ready in the mindset to go to a company like this because mm-hmm. of the practices. Do you get orientation about how green the company is? Is that part of your training?
It is. You know, we actually do sensitivity training, so we'll actually learn about the brewing processes and the things that we do to make it sustainable. But, I mean, it's definitely a lifestyle for all of us employees, whether we ride our bikes, it's hybrid cars, it's volunteering into the community. It's, you know,
Is there a cafeteria there?
There is not. There is
so,
a kitchen with the best coffee machine. So not only do we have great beer,
right.
we have a great coffee machine there.
And I'm sure you source fair trade coffee.
There's
no doubt in
Absolutely.
My mind. That's one of my latest things. So I can't wait till New Belgium starts making chocolate. We
yes.
need to get more fair trade chocolates going on out there. And chocolate and beer sounds like a good thing.
I love it.
So can you tell me your favorite beer?
You know, I tend to be a Sunshine Wheat fan. It's the perfect beer. It's orange. It's crispy. You could drink it every day.
But how, like, I'm so not a beer drinker. Even with wines, I either like them or I don't. And
you should put orange juice in Sunshine Wheat and have a beer mosa. So perfect for Super Bowl.
Honestly, you hear that?
Beer,
we're even getting
beer and orange juice.
A
it's beer
mosa.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Can I ask you who you're rooting for? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I'm a Redskins fan, but
I know that's how I feel.
Think
people asked me
it.
Last night, and I'm like, "Who is it? It's going to be Green Bay Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers. I know we have a rabid Steeler fan in this
yes.
store right now.
There's a couple.
Yeah, there are
a lot
Kelly,
of jerseys.
My friend Kelly, you're just like, okay. Not even going to say, so I might just go for them out of love for her.
Sure, but so, there'll be some great guacamole and beer and a good friend, so.
I know, and I think that beer drinkers that I know, guacamole goes great with just about anything. I think it goes great with wine, too.
Absolutely.
So you're on sale today here. You're giving out glasses.
We are giving out glassware, $6.99 six-packs and $1.19. Any
coasters.
Three bottles, and you can have a New Belgium glass to take home and enjoy your Super Bowl.
And you
out
can
of.
Mix up the six-packs.
Of course.
Okay, that's great. So we had Rhonda Kendrick right here sitting live with Mrs. Green at the Food Conspiracy Co-op on 4th Avenue. I can tell you it's rocking. It's crowded. There are great things on sale, and I hope you come and join us. Up next, we're going to speak to our very own Renee Krieger, who is giving out samples from Eclectic Pizza. Rhonda, you'll be back, and we'll be doing more neat things with New Belgium. Thanks for staying with us.
Thank you for
News
having
Talk
us.
News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for joining the show today, and thanks all of the tons of people that are down here at the Food Conspiracy Food Co-op on 4th Avenue. I have a quick announcement before my friend Renee tells us all about her absolutely out-of-the-box delicious food confections, including the creamy garlic dressing, which I don't know if you brought today. She's live here from Eclectic Pizza on Tankaverde and Spino Canyon. And Coley wanted me to announce that Food Co-op's 40th birthday celebration is Saturday, February 19th from noon to 3 p.m. Live music, face painting, cake, gluten-free, I'm sure, and more. So you can check that out. You can always find more information by clicking through on the Mrs. Green's World website. Call. We are taking callers, 520-880-5678. I didn't say that. And we have a caller on the line. Frederick, what is your question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Frederick. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
hello?
You. Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello,
got
can you hear
you.
Me?
I can. I don't know what's
hello?
Going on.
Can you hear me?
We'll have to try that back.
I can't hear you down the phone line. I'm going to assume
okay.
you can hear me, and I'm going to ask my question and then hang up. Two quick questions. For the beer lady, number one, I'm looking for a dark beer. I assume that's 1554, but if there's a better one. And just somehow when you were talking about all those people riding their bikes to work there, it seemed to me that, like, 5 miles away or 3.5 miles away, there might be like a change lot with a whole bunch of Chevy Suburbans in it or something. Because in this cold weather, you just can't imagine people riding their bikes. Thanks. I'll listen to your answer on the air.
Okay. That was great. And, Frederick, we could hear you, and we heard you loudly and clearly, and so did everybody here at the Food Co-op, so that's great. I don't have the question on the dark beer. I know I'm so not a beer drinker, but we can get an answer for you. Somebody can go over there and ask Rhonda about a dark beer. Do you know the answer, Renee?
Well, the 1554 from them that he asked about is the best, but they also have an Abbey that's pretty dark, but it has some really good undertones of, like, fig and banana. It's very interesting.
In the beer?
Yeah, and it's so good.
But
the 1554 is very light and delicious.
Okay, so Frederick, thanks for calling in to Mrs. Green's World. And now we want to talk about Renee, all about Renee and Eclectic Pizza and the wonderful things that they have in terms of a green Super Bowl. That's our theme. So to me, you start off with, if you go to Eclectic Pizza, you're shopping green because it's locally owned. So let's start there.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say another thing would be call your orders in today.
You're going to be jammed,
so
huh?
We can
slammed.
Route the deliveries because that would be the greenest thing from a delivery perspective for us is to know where we need to go before we need to go there so that we can route the delivery drivers and they're not going all the way to Sunrise and Craycroft and coming back and then having to go all the way back to Sunrise and Craycroft. So that would really help us. But I would say, just like you do in your life every day, think consciously about who you're supporting and what they do with your money and thank them by patronizing them instead of somebody else.
Now, I know that one of your things, just one of your things, is that you have, I call it take and bake, because I remember that commercial. You have take and bake. And I love that because you can order your pizza. It's not baked. And I don't like takeout pizza because I don't care. No matter, I think it gets cold. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if you order the pizza from you, and that's another thing they could do is pick it up earlier in the day so that when it's Super Bowl time, you're not jammed. You can take it home,
It comes totally ready to be put right in the oven. You bake it at 400 degrees for about 20 minutes. And we did that for the U of A game last week, and it was delicious. We picked up two spinach salads. So talk about a couple of things that you said, you know, people live consciously. Well, everybody doesn't live consciously. That's why Mrs. Green is, like, not sleeping nights. I want people to start living consciously. So you do. You source locally. How do you have tomatoes that taste good on the spinach salads every time?
Well, we are particular not only about where we get them from, but how we cut them and how the temperature they're kept at and which parts of the tomatoes go on the pizzas and which go on the salads. And we just are very hands-on. We are watching everything we serve. And
it shows.
Yeah.
Now, what about your dressings? People, I follow you on Facebook. I post stuff on my Mrs. Green's World Facebook page. And when I mention the dressings, people do the same commenting that I do. Like, OMG, I want to go there right now. OMG, I'm craving it. Too bad they're not open at 1 in the morning, which is you and, when you and I are Facebooking each other. So you make all the dressings yourself?
We do. And we found some interesting spins on people's favorites. Like, we don't use sugar in the poppy seed. We'll use honey or agave nectar with ranch dressing, which is, like, such a simple thing everyone knows.
And everybody wants to dip their pizza in it.
Yeah. We actually don't put any sweetener in that other than agave nectar. So we've kind of changed up a little bit of what we do. Even if we use oil and vinegar, it's a cold-pressed olive oil. It's organic. It's really good.
So, you really know your stuff, and I know that. There's no trumping Renee. She knows her stuff. So does Steve. Wonderful family. Jeffrey, I'm not speaking to him anymore because he didn't come and give me a hug today. That's her adorable son. He's so cute. He's so cute. So how slammed do you think are you going to be for Super Bowl? Pretty slammed.
You know what? We've been very busy, and we'll see.
I know.
My husband is totally under the assumption that it's like some kind of myth that Super Bowl brings in extra business, because he's worked for many pizzerias for a long time, and it's just one of those statistics that he mentions that's humorous to us. But I suspect we will be very busy. Yeah.
I suspect you'll be very busy too, and you have been very busy. And what about, have people been getting over there from the Gem Show? Have you done anything to get the word out? I know people come long distances to come have your pizza. They come from Oro Valley and Marana.
Yeah, well, one thing is we are optimized so that when people look for our specialty, so whenever travelers are in town or the snowbirds come back, we have an obvious benefit because these are people who know food and they travel. So they're seeking the organic.
They know how to search for it on the internet.
Yes.
When you say optimized,
yes.
If they Google search you, you're going to come up.
Yes, so that when people are looking for fresh, unique, organic, gluten-free, we know that we're very key in that area. So we do get a lot of business from that.
And what percentage of your, I mean, the buzzword, it's all of these new things that are in place in our world today that, to me, of course, I have my reasons not scientifically based about the reason why there's so many, many more people that are either gluten intolerant or celiac. So what do you see in terms of the gluten-free world? And you know what? I never tasted a gluten-free pizza. Does it taste differently?
It does. Mostly the difference for people is the texture. It's a very different texture. But when people eat this way regularly, it's very different. They're very appreciative because I would have to say we make the best.
You should say that. I mean, I really, you have such passion about what you're doing. What do you see an increase in the amount of orders for gluten-free since,
yes,
like, just say over the past 2 years, for example?
Yes, definitely. I think it's a huge increase. But I will say, I would caution people to go to new places doing it. It's been a huge undertaking for us to make our staff aware, our training, our utensils, our setup, our everything that you could possibly think of. And we are there every day managing that. And our staff has been with us for years. So we've got that. But if you go somewhere that you don't trust their windowsills are dirty and their staff looks a little surly.
Don't do it, because there's a lot to that. I didn't ever understand that until one of my friends was celiac and gluten intolerant. And I'm telling you, when we ate out, a lot of chefs don't know. Oh, they don't connect gluten to this particular thing. And he'd get very, very sick.
Oh, we see it. People ask, like, do they change their gloves? We're like, they are on an entirely different station making your food. There's nothing.
So it's almost like kosher. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, we do. We train our new cooks. It's just pretend that flour is biohazard.
Just stay away from it. That's really great. Now, things like the garlic recipe, the recipe that I love so much. Who made that up?
Me.
I love it. It's garlic and feta cheese and other secret goodies, right?
Secrets.
Okay, so I want to tell you this was my friend Renee Krieger from Eclectic Pizza on Tankaverde in Sabino Canyon. You can follow her at eclecticpizza.com and on Facebook, which we are big Facebook fans, and that's Eclectic Pizza. You can email her
It's eclecticpizza at comcast.net.
At comcast.net. I got that right. So thank you so much, everybody. As you're out shopping today, please make your Super Bowl green. You've got a lot of good tips for today. No paper, no plastic. If you're going to use plastic glasses, put their name on it. And think shopping locally. Order from Eclectic Pizza. Come down and shop at the food co-op. And we hope that you have a wonderful, fun holiday. I don't have a team, so I'm just going to go with the flow. Next week, Miraval, Michael Tompkins from Miraval, another great show. News Talk 790 KNST.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST, all about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST.